everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my guest today is Sharon Burke. Sharon is the Interim Adult Transition Program Coordinator at Berkeley Schools, which is in Berkeley, Michigan. Sharon, thank you so much for being here today. Tell us a little bit about you and about your school.
Well, thanks so much for having me today. So about myself, I have been in Berkeley since 2001. Started out as a special education teacher and eventually moved on to the role of transition coordinator, which I still am in addition to this interim coordinator role for our adult transition program, which I developed. It was at least a dozen years ago that we started our adult transition program. Yeah. And that's for students that are ages 18 to 26. So here in Michigan, special education services can continue until age 26 if a student is eligible. And so we have 17 students currently, and we really focus on students' school goals. So our whole program is designed to focus on those goals and help students sort of connect the dots from like point A to their point B and help them realize their goals.
That's fantastic. That can be daunting, I'm sure, getting a program like that up and going. You have to have community involvement, am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad you asked that because we do. And that has evolved over the years. We have a really strong community connection here. And we are in the Berkeley School District, which we actually service. There are three cities within the Berkeley School District area. So Berkeley, Huntington Woods is another, and part of Oak Park, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And so when we think about community, I always try to think of just within our border. So those three cities in particular. So to give you an example, all of our students have work-based learning opportunities. So basically, in the afternoons, they go to different work sites where they have an opportunity to practice and learn how to be an employee. And we try to keep those as community-based as possible. In addition, this year, we started a micro business. So we are making dog treats. And that, while it's exciting enough just having a little business, it's a whole community collaboration. So we have a local brewery that is within our school district area. It's in Oak Park, Michigan. And we've partnered with them. They provide their spent grain, which is like the byproduct after the brewing process. And that's the main ingredient in our treats. And in addition to that, nice collaboration with a local brewery, small business, we do our packaging at another Berkeley business where I have students working. And all the work we do there is around our packaging. So the students have designed and they print the labels and they place them on our packages and we do the whole packaging. And they're sold then with our community partners that are within our community. So we're selling them in four different stores now and it's been really exciting.
Wow. Are you shipping? Are you shipping them? Like if somebody, I'm just wondering, because we're gonna post this, we might as well plug that. If someone wanted to order these dog treats, how would they order the dog treats?
That's a great question. So we are not shipping yet, but okay. You know, and it's funny, we have business meetings every Wednesday. We'll have a business meeting tomorrow. Being our first year, that has come up, but we try to be very honest about our own capacity.
You get it too big and you're in trouble, right? Absolutely. I don't want to do that to you either. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Well, in addition, we're in a temporary location right now. We actually have a building that's being renovated. And on the one hand, there is an industrial kitchen, which is nice, but there are two ovens. Again, nice to have two ovens, but they're so old and a little unreliable. But maybe next year when we're in our new space, where we're going to have home ec style kitchenettes. So we'll be able to increase our capacity and everything will be.
If you ever do, let me know. And we will republish this with a link so our listeners can, and then if it gets to be too much, you can yell at me later. You know, the whole point of the Brighter Together podcast is to highlight, and this is amazing. I mean, you're teaching these students what it's like to have a business and to have a goal and a desire to do something that's going to make the world a better place. And isn't that what we're here for, right?
Yeah, so. That's our hope. Yeah, we thought real big with this one and we're mm-hmm. really proud that we're able to offer this opportunity to experience entrepreneurship, truly starting a business and all the pieces within it. The students have had opportunity to have choice in how they want to participate. So there's all different, just like any business, there's finance, there's marketing, right? Advertising. So students have tried different things out. Some of them have settled in certain roles. We have a little communications department. We have a budding financial department. So yeah, it's been really incredible.
That is fantastic. That is really fantastic. I think about myself and when I started Lighthouse 7 years ago and all of the pieces that you have to think about and just it can be overwhelming. So the fact that you're walking these students through that is really, really impressive. That's fantastic. So what other challenges have you run into or what have been the struggles there, the hurdles that you've gotten through in order to make this program work?
Great question. I mean, there are some just day-to-day things like transportation, which that's a real consideration beyond school for all of us, but especially those who aren't necessarily going to drive themselves. But in addition, here in Berkeley, we don't have transportation. We don't have busing in Berkeley. We're a walking district. So it's just another extra step.
In the middle of January, walking. Ooh, see, I moved out of Michigan. I loved Michigan. I lived there for 19 years. I will say that Michigan, please don't be annoyed with me. But I got cold. I was cold for 19 years. I moved to South Texas. We're in Corpus Christi now. And walking in January, I don't envy you that. That's a cold, tough.
It gets cold.
Yeah.
We do contract with a transportation company.
Okay.
So we are able to provide that for our students, but it does create a certain, just another layer, just a certain challenge, another thing that we have to think about and figure out as we plan along our way that maybe isn't, you know, it's just not something other districts have to think as much about or really plan for in the way that we do. But we do look at sort of as a good challenge because like I said, this is a reality for people who don't drive themselves. So thinking about all the ways that we can get from point A to point B.
And helping them to problem solve that, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. And again, being so community-based, we have a really nice little downtown that we can access, we're close to. So when we can walk places, we do. And for some of these young adults, they may be getting jobs, hopefully right in their community. And maybe they'll be riding a bike or walking to their places of work in the future. So that's just another reason to stay tight within the community.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's fantastic. You're touching on all of it. I mean, just the realities of being a grown up, right? That we all have to, we deal with it every day. And when you have neurodivergence, it's like, okay, now we really have to think farther onto and anticipate, right? That's fantastic. Yeah. And it's like, sometimes even those of us that are not neurodivergent don't always get it right, right? So fantastic for you that you guys are doing that. That is amazing. I'm so impressed with what you guys are doing. So I have one other question that I ask all of our guests, and I'd like to ask this one, and you can answer it however you would like. If you could miraculously, and maybe it is transportation, maybe it's something else, but if you could miraculously solve one challenge in your school, what would you want to solve?
That's a thinker.
Yeah. Like it went away. It just, you never had to worry about it again. What would it be?
Well, I think I need more time.
I've stumped somebody.
You know, Berkeley is a great district. We're forward thinking and there's a lot of support. That's part of why it gives me such pause. Not to say we don't have problems that need to be solved and things. I'm sure I'll finish with you and think of 100 things.
Yeah. But, right.
You know, I guess I would love, it's a hard one. I guess just even more opportunity, which might.
That's a good one.
Anything to say, because we do have a lot of opportunities. But one of the things in my role, aside from the interim administrator part, more of the transition coordinator hat that I wear, I do a lot of planning for my students with these work experiences. And that is always more of a challenge than I would like it to be. I wish it was easier just to find work sites and opportunities. Again, even just for the practice, I always say when my students are still students, these work sites, these work opportunities, it's like an extension of the classroom. We're learning how to be employees.
Right.
I wish I had more opportunities available and that it was just easier to make those connections. And now as I'm speaking, I'm thinking of another. So then beyond that, okay. Where the real challenge is when they are completers. This is a little beyond school.
Right. And
again, this is a little more of my transition coordinator's hat. But my partners, again, being in Michigan, my partners are Michigan Rehabilitation Services. I have other agency partners as well, but they're a big one, a main one.
Mm-hmm.
Wish there was a way to have more successful outcomes and with more ending school, those next steps, making those connections beyond school, moving from a work-based learning experience to actual employment is so challenging.
Right.
If I could wave a magic wand, I would make all that so easy and seamless.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Those are very good challenges to want to overcome. Fantastic. All right. So if people would like to learn more, Sharon, about you and what you're doing there and Berkeley Schools, where should they go?
Well, we do have a website, which I can share with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a free through Berkeley, through Google site. So it's not as simple as Berkeley Schools, you know, or Berkeley.org.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if I share that website with you, can you like link it to this podcast?
You can even, can you say it here too? So people can look?
I'll pull it up. So
yeah. Just that way. That way, if they're listening to the podcast and they're driving or something, we can have them pause it or whatever. But I like to have it in the recording as well.
Absolutely. So you would go to sites.google.com/berkeleyschools.org/berkeleyatp/home. I don't know if you need the last part, but
okay. That's fantastic. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for your time. It was a great conversation. I love what you're doing. I love the fact that you are trying to make a better world for these kids and for the world of Berkeley. And keep up the good work. Congratulations on your successes. And I wish for you to have many, many more.
Thank you so much. This was a really nice experience. Thanks for thinking of me.
You bet.